Leading our news this morning, a police officer has been shot in the back of the head while trying to intercept a motorist in Melbourne's northwest. The injured officer has been taken to hospital and is in a stable condition. The shooting took place in Moonee Ponds just before 4 o'clock this morning. A car believed to be involved in the shooting was found burnt out in Coburg North, and police are still searching for the gunman. Eurozone finance ministers have warned that the situation in Greece will deteriorate rapidly if a fresh bailout deal is not reached soon. Greece's senior negotiator at the discussions, Euclid Tsakalotos, has been appointed finance minister after the resignation of Yanis Varoufakis. France and Germany have urged Greece to urgently outline a new bailout proposal.
It is important that the Greek Prime Minister tells us tomorrow how to continue, what precise proposals he has for a program that will lead to prosperity and growth for Greece.
Angela Merkel speaking overnight. The Productivity Commission says there's no evidence to suggest that retirees are blowing their super on luxury items in order to qualify for the pension. The report into superannuation also found that the federal budget would save up to $7 billion a year if the age that people access their super was raised to 65. Prominent Indigenous leader Noel Pearson has hit out at the Prime Minister and the opposition leader following yesterday's summit on constitutional recognition of Indigenous Australians. 40 leaders met with Tony Abbott and Bill Shorten to discuss the wording of a referendum. The government says considerable progress was made at that meeting, but Noel Pearson says it was stage managed and a waste of time.